This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Josiah Ryan, staff writer for CSNews.com. In a piece appearing on the website on Friday, Josiah takes a look at the status of illegal immigrants and how they are going to be counted in the upcoming 2010 census, and what impact will that have on congressional districts, as well as allocation of taxpayer dollars. And Josiah, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, Greg, thanks for having me on the show today.
You have learned by talking with lawmakers and just taking a look at what the plan is for the 2010 census, what the process is in terms of including and not including illegal immigrants. What is the current policy?
It's the same policy as it's always been, Greg, but it's a little bit more important as illegal immigrant populations in the United States rise. The policy is that every person who resides in the United States, whether that be citizen or non-citizen, is counted as part of the census. Now, the reason that matters is because the census is used to help draw out what congressional district lines will be for the 2010 census will be used for 2012. The bottom line of the story that I wrote a couple days ago, Greg, is that illegal immigrants living in our communities are going to be, their numbers are going to count in drawing out the district lines.
And if that's been the case all along, how much of a difference are we expecting from 2010 compared to 2000?
I don't really know what the numbers are, and that's part of what the census is for. No one really knows. But I think it's safe to say that it's going to be significant, especially on states that border Mexico.
And in terms of what some are calling for, I know you interviewed Alabama's Senator Jeff Sessions for this. What would he like the policy to be? Because obviously he doesn't want the numbers of illegals distorting how these boundaries are drawn.
Yeah, you know, it's a really tough call because as the law stands right now, every person who resides in the United States is supposed to be counted as part of the census. Unfortunately, the way the form looks right now, there's no way to differentiate between legal citizens and illegal alien residents, or even legal alien residents. So what Sessions called for, and he's on a committee that deals with it, what Sessions called for was for the Census Bureau to form some way to be able to differentiate between who should be here and who shouldn't be here.
And what kind of reception is he getting to that idea?
I got the feeling on Capitol Hill on Thursday when I was doing the story that nobody, including the chairman of the committee that deals with the census and the chairman of the committees that deal with illegal immigration, no one had really thought through this before. In fact, I had one senator who was quoted in my story tell me, that's a really good idea. Let me know what you find out about that. We're talking about senators who are on committees that deal with this issue. So I think it's safe to say that as the census gets nearer, this may become a bigger issue. But as it stands right now, the guys making the decisions haven't thought about it.
Well, in terms of explaining the immigration policy and the fact that there hasn't been reform, the general consensus is that the Republicans that don't want to clamp down like the cheap labor and the Democrats like the cheap vote. So is anyone really committed to making this differentiation? It sounds like Sessions might be, but what about large numbers on Capitol Hill?
Well said on your part there, Greg, and I think Sessions also kind of dealt with that whole issue. Sure, he would like, as he said in the quote, this is the way that this is right now is wrong. But considering, like you said, that Democrats are going for these cheap votes, and considering the fact that Democrats are going for these cheap votes, there's not going to be the will of the Congress to pressure the Obama administration, who may soon control the Census Bureau, to make these changes. The motivation is just not there, and as we've seen in recent days with the budget, the Republicans just don't have the numbers to get the job done on issues that are important to them.
You talked to a couple different Democrats here. One was Senator Carper, who you referenced earlier, because he's chairman of that subcommittee that deals with this issue. The other is the House Majority Leader, Steny Hoyer, who doesn't believe this actually will be a problem, does he?
Yeah, Hoyer's argument was, it's not my position to judge how good of an argument it is, but his argument is that these guys don't want to be counted anyway, so they're probably not really going to go into the census numbers that much, that these guys who aren't supposed to be here are going to make every effort possible not be a part of the not to be a part of the count.
And you mentioned also in the story that Tom Coburn, another Republican, he's from Oklahoma, thinks that it would be pretty simple to differentiate this as well. So how soon will we know whether the majority is interested in making this distinction on the census form?
This is just my feeling from talking to these guys, but I don't think that anything is going to happen at all. Sessions is right. The will of the Congress is not there. And these guys haven't thought through it, and I don't see any reason why they really would.
about a minute or so left here with Josiah Ryan of CSNews.com. And Josiah, we heard back when it seemed like Judd Gregg would be the head of the Commerce Department, which conducts the census or oversees the census, that the Obama administration was going to move that whole operation into the West Wing. Is that still the plan, even though they've got a Democrat poised to be the next Commerce Secretary?
I'm not exactly sure what's happening with that plan. I think that is the plan as it stands. There hasn't been any firm movement in the last few weeks, so we haven't really heard Republicans hollering about it too much. But I think now that the budget is done as of midnight last night, this may be one of the issues that that pops up when Congress comes back into session in 2 weeks.
And right before we let you go, you also talked with the acting director of the U.S. Census Bureau, who talked about the plans to work closely with community organizations. I know that means a lot of folks' antenna go up because they think of ACORN. What did he have anything to say specifically about ACORN's role in the census, if anything?
Yeah, you know, I actually wrote a different story about this a couple of weeks ago, but as it stands right now, ACORN will be assisting the Census Bureau with the census, but they will not be helping to count. They're just helping to, you know, get the word out about, about the census. So, you know, what that means, how much it'll affect the census, that's for you and your listeners to decide.
Here we go. Josiah, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Josiah Ryan is a staff writer for CSNews.com. His latest piece is up on the website now. This is Dateline Washington.